This is Marketplace from APM. I'm Kai Rizdahl. Item two on the news ticker today, jobs. The paycheck processing firm ADP offered its estimate of how many new ones the economy added this month. A nice even 200,000, I'm pleased to be able to say. We'll get the official government-sanctioned July employment report Friday morning. Speaking of which, there is, as you may have heard, a looming opening at the Federal Reserve. It's not quite official, but still widely expected, that Ben Bernanke is going to step down when his term running the central bank expires. There is a whole lot of maneuvering going on to see who succeeds him. President Obama, in fact, was on Capitol Hill today talking things over with Congress. From Washington, Marketplace's Nancy Marshall Genzer reports.
Ben Bernanke's term ends in January, and it looks like he's ready to hang up his Fed fedora. Now there's a very unusual public battle to influence who President Obama taps to replace Bernanke, a Fed food fight between two camps, one supporting Fed Vice Chair Janet Yellen, the other backing former Treasury Secretary and White House Economic Advisor Larry Summers.
I think it's unprecedented, and I think, frankly, it's a little silly.
That's Alice Rivlin. She's a former Fed vice chair. She says there aren't major policy differences between Yellen and Summers, so you have to blame politics.
There is a lot of polarization between the parties and a lot of sense that this is a big moment in the economy, and so everybody's kind of getting their oar in.
A group of Democratic senators sent a letter to President Obama urging him to support Yellen. Newspapers are weighing in with editorials, some highly critical of Summers, and praising Yellen, who would be the first female Fed chair. Ken Kuttner was a Fed economist for 15 years. He says women's rights advocates are lobbying for Yellen to make history.
This would be viewed as a really landmark breaking of the glass ceiling in central banking.
Some Yellen backers are zeroing in on controversial comments Summers made about women, which helped cost him his job as Harvard president. Summers' strong personality is also fueling the public feuding.
As they would say down in Texas, he's a hard dog to keep under the porch.
That's Bob McTeer, a former president of the Dallas Fed. He says all the bickering could make room for a dark horse.
If they kill each other off, if they have a circular firing squad, yeah, that's a conceivable outcome.
But we'll have to wait a while for any outcome. The White House says it won't nominate Bernanke's replacement until this fall. In Washington, I'm Nancy Marshall Genzer for Marketplace.
As long as we're on the Fed, they wrapped up a two-day meeting on interest rates today, as has been the case for going on 5 years now. No change.